Good morning from your friends at Zion Lutheran Church in beautiful Silver Hill, Alabama, and welcome to our Sunday morning worship encouragement, God's Loving Kindness in the Morning. Let's begin with Martin Luther's morning prayer. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me through the night from all harm and danger. I pray that you would keep me this day from all sin and evil, that in all my thoughts and words and deeds I may serve and please you. Into your hands I commend my body and soul and all that is mine. Let your holy angels be with me, that the evil one may have no power over me. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord is in his holy temple. His throne is in heaven. The Lord is near to all who are of a humble and a contrite spirit. He hears the requests of the penitent and listens to their prayers. Let us therefore draw near with boldness to his throne of grace and confess our sins. Be gracious to me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the greatness of thy compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only, I have sinned, and done what is evil in thy sight, so that thou art justified when thou dost speak, and blameless when thou dost judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, thou dost desire truth in the innermost being, and in the hidden part thou wilt make me know wisdom. Purify me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness. Let the bones which thou hast broken rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Lutherans subscribe to the great confessions of faith of the early church. God has not changed, and our faith remains firm in the teachings of the Bible. That's why we often share what is called the Apostles' Creed in our weekly worship. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated on the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from where he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Well, let's pray together as we ready our hearts for today's Bible reading. Gracious Lord Jesus, thank you for coming to the earth and sharing your good news of salvation for mankind. Open your holy word to us this morning. Along with our Heavenly Father and your Holy Spirit, minister to our hearts and nurture us in your word. Amen. Let's talk about heaven this morning. Jesus is telling his followers about heaven in Matthew 13, verses 44 through 50. Here's what Jesus says. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid. And for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, who when he found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet that was cast into the sea and gathered some of every kind, which when it was full they drew to shore, and they sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but threw the bad away. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come, separate the wicked from the just, and cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Here's the central question. What is happiness all about? Isn't everyone going to the same place, and won't everyone be happy when we're dead and gone? The big idea or answer is this. Everyone wants to be happy. Everybody wants heaven. Today's lesson teaches that justified people will be happy, but the others will be rejected by God. Well, what can we say about heaven? The first thing we understand about heaven from the Lord's teaching is this. Heaven is worth having. Everyone wants what is good. Everyone wants what is worth having. Everyone is motivated by what they don't have. Everyone wants heaven because they don't have it now. Here in Matthew, Jesus describes the value of the heaven he offers. Heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field which a man found and hid, and for joy over it he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. It is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Heaven, you see, is worth it. Well, why does heaven have such great worth? Do you think it might have something to do with our Heavenly Father residing there? Or our Savior Jesus Christ being there and preparing a place for us, just like he says? The point here is this. Heaven is special. Even those people who are not Christians, they have an innate desire for heaven, for a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow of life. All mankind looks for heaven because heaven is worth having. Well, again, what can we say about heaven? The Lord Jesus explains that all will be drawn to heaven's gate. Heaven is desirable. God lives there. God's angels are there. Our Redeemer, Jesus Christ, lives there. Our brother Jesus himself is getting a room ready for us there if we are one of his. Heaven has always been desirable. It is special to be close to God. If we could only climb God's mountain to be close to him. But the charlatans of heaven have promised something other than the real thing. People have preyed on others' desire for the spiritual. We have these scavengers with us all the time, taking advantage of people's desire for God. Whether at heaven's gate, by foolishness, or as a reward, all will get close. Today's lesson tells us clearly, everyone is going to get close to the door of that place. Every person will recognize heaven, either as a missed opportunity or as a reward. The Lord will cause all people to come to the great judgment seat with heaven in the background. Jesus Christ is the one who is going to call the shots for heaven. Jesus Christ is the one who now directs our attention to heaven in this lesson. And there is no indication that everyone will enter heaven. 80% of the U.S. population seem to think they are shoo-ins for heaven. Jesus Christ tells us plainly that many will never get in. The point? Jesus and the Bible are very clear. Life ends. Our good and evil actions are entered into heaven's ledger. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. None of us are going to heaven except that big word gains us entry through heaven's gate. That word, that exception, has to do with faith. Would you believe? Jesus talks about the just. Well, again, what can we say about heaven, and what does it mean to be just? If we all are sinners and condemned and rejected from heaven, how does justification alter anything? The Lord teaches that only the just will enter heaven. The Lord will direct his angels to bring all mankind to the judgment seat. The just, those who live under God's commands and follow his ways, will come. But the unjust will come as well. Many are able to fool the world by mouthing its ways, but they are not just. They think like the world. They perform the deeds of the world, but they cannot fool God. The Lord will reward each person according to his or her righteousness. As it is written in Romans 3:10, there is no one righteous, no, not one. The only righteousness we have is Christ's. He is the propitiation, the covering for our sins. When there is judgment of the unrighteous, there is only punishment. When there is judgment of the righteous, the judge only sees the merits of Christ. That propitiation. Jesus in today's lesson is very succinct in his description of judgment. At the end of the age, the angels will come forth, separate the wicked from the just, and cast the wicked into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Will you and I be responsible for our deeds at judgment? The answer is yes. Will deeds keep us in or out of heaven? The answer is no. Would you believe that the key to heaven is justification, being declared good and righteous based on knowing Jesus and not on what we do? The point is this. People want heaven. People do good things. They try to earn heaven. Jesus Christ clearly says that those things do not bring access to our heavenly home. Only one thing brings us through the door of heaven. Jesus himself. Knowing Jesus. Following him. Accepting him for the Savior Lord that he is. So what can we say about heaven? Heaven is a desirable place. People want to get there. People work on buying a ticket into heaven. Everyone ends up at the doorway. Think of Judgment Day and Jesus Christ sitting on the judgment throne. You go in, he says. You don't, he says. Who gets in? Are you a yes or a no? Listen to this. We need to receive the forgiveness of sins through Jesus, and then heaven is ours. John 12, verse 48. He who rejects me, Jesus says, and does not receive my words, has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will be judge of him in the last day. Jesus says, however, if you know me, then I will give you my salvation. The great throng in the book of Revelation in the last days proclaims, Revelation 7:10, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. The Lamb is Jesus. As we end our time together, let us join in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Receive the Lord's benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, please join us for worship this morning at 10 a.m. if you can. Zion Lutheran Church is a liturgical traditional Lutheran church located in Silver Hill on the corner of 4th Avenue and 7th Street. We are one block south of State Highway 104 and two blocks west of Highway 55. If you find the Silver Hill Library landmark, you are just a block away. Look for our signs. Want more information about our Lutheran Fellowship? Come to our website, www.lutheransinsilverhill.com, or give us a call at 945-5209. May God bless you in your spiritual walk this week, and don't forget to catch God's loving kindness in the morning next Sunday, same time and same place on your radio dial. These past days and weeks, Zion Lutheran Church of Silver Hill has been privileged to share God's holy word with you in the morning. As part of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, the fourth largest Lutheran denomination in the United States, we support daily Bible reading and prayer. If you do not have a Bible and would like a complimentary paperback copy of the New King James Version Bible, call us at 945-5209 and give us your name and address or phone number.